DJ, join me for Soul Lounge after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said today the world should respect his Justice and Development Party's victory in a snap parliamentary election. On Sunday, he described it as the people of Turkey voting for stability. Sunday's returns Thursday, Turkey to single-party rule just 5 months after the AKP lost its majority in parliament in a June polling. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA most observers were expecting a different result.
Two important things happened which led to this result. One of those was that some of the violence that took place actually scared many of the people who had gone on to the Nationalist Party to come back to the AKP. And the second thing that happened was there was a conscious realization that you have to have a powerful government, a more secure, stable government, which can last there for 5 years, to be able to take care of some of the new issues that are starting to develop.
Sunday's vote followed months of rising tensions between the government and a loose alliance of pro-Kurdish leftists, feminists, and nationalist Kurds. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is on a visit to Central Asia following trips to Europe and the Middle East. On Sunday, he met with the leaders of five former Soviet republics, all concerned about a resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan and the recruitment of their people into terrorist organizations such as the Islamic State. UN Security Council condemning the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab's attack on Sunday of a Mogadishu hotel that left at least 12 dead, the council praising the response by Somalia's army, which killed all of the attackers. Al-Shabaab seeks to impose a strict form of Islamic law on the country. This is VOA News. Police in Bangladesh say they are investigating a local radical Islamist group in the latest deadly attacks on two publishers in Dhaka. Police suspect the banned group Ansula Bangla Team, ABT, carried out Saturday's attack, but another militant group, Al-Qaeda, in the Indian subcontinent also claiming responsibility. South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have agreed to quickly resolve a decades-long dispute over Korean women forced to serve as sex slaves during Japan's brutal occupation of the Korean Peninsula in the first half of the 20th century. Two leaders made the promise during a bilateral summit in Seoul today, their first since Abe took office in 2012 and Park in 2013. President Park had refused to meet directly with Abe because of Japan's reluctance to properly acknowledge the plight of the so-called comfort women. Today's meeting was a long-sought goal of the United States, which is seeking closer ties between Seoul and Tokyo. U.S. Navy salvage team preparing to launch a remotely operated submersible to confirm that wreckage discovered near the Bahamas is that of the cargo ship El Faro, lost in a storm at sea last month. The ship vanished on October the 1st with 33 crew members aboard during Hurricane Joaquin. Authorities say they aim to survey the wreckage and hope to locate a voyage data recorder that could help yield some clues as to what happened. The loss of El Faro was the worst maritime accident involving a U.S. flag vessel since 1983. New Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Congressman Paul Ryan, appearing on national television Sunday, talking about how he intends to lead as Speaker. VOA's Victor Beatty has our report.
The 45-year-old Ryan, the youngest speaker elected in more than 100 years, says his election represents a new day and promised to break with the past.
Get the House working like it was intended to work, like the founders intended it to work. Open up the process. I think it's very important that we do find common ground where we can find common ground to advance the nation's interests and do it in a way where we don't have to compromise principle.
Ryan says many Americans are falling behind economically, with about 46 million living in poverty, and described U.S. foreign policy as a disaster. Ryan, who is second in line of succession to the presidency behind the vice president, says he was elected to unify Republicans and plans to operate by leading the House to consensus rather than dictating consensus. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
And in sports news, the Kansas City Royals won their first World Series crown since 1985, capitalizing on a critical mistake in the game in the ninth inning and later breaking away in the 12th to beat the New York Mets, that is, 7-2. It was Game 5 played in New York.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, I'm glad you could join me once again inside the Soul Lounge. Coming up for you, the song that everyone has been talking about this week. Plus, I've got new music from CeeLo Green, and we will celebrate the birthday of a Midwestern rapper who's done pretty well for himself. But first, I got to give you some music from a group whose sound was originally inspired by British acid jazz funk, but now has kind of transformed into something that's a little more reminiscent of 90s style neo-soul. The goal of this group, to create what they call mature, high-caliber music with a youthful edge. So the idea is to get young people into it, but also to attract older folks who think young people aren't making great music. And together, the internet is making some wonderful music. I'm going to give you a chance to hear for yourself. Here is the internet with Under Control inside the Soul Lounge. since his beginnings with Goody Mob, I got to tell you, I've always appreciated CeeLo Green as a songwriter. And every time he drops a new song, I try to spend as much time with it as I can, just listening over and over again. He has a new song out. We're going to hear it next. It's called Sign of the Times, and it does not disappoint. I want you to listen carefully to this one. CeeLo Green inside the Soul Lounge.
I wonder, could it be you and I are a sign of the times? Why can't we open our eyes to the sign of the times?
When I feel like I'm all out of love and my time is up, it scares me. Judge us fairly. Oh, if only music could make us understand. I swear sometimes I hear a ghost in the radio. I went from station to station searching for somewhere safe to go. I'm not the only one that's seen it, so there's no question I believe it. I'm not crazy, and I can't move till it makes me. Please try to save as many as you can.
Baby, up sugar. Now, hey, hey, hey. The same way that my whole world's in your eyes. Ooh, in this time now. Let my love. Hey, let it mess you down. You got to know it. Oh, you got to know. Oh, love ain't never looked so good on you. Oh, put it on, baby. Let my love dawn.
That was Miguel with Adorn inside the Soul Lounge. You know, there has been one artist on everyone's lips, in everyone's ear, and on everyone's mind this week, Adele, who after a 3-year hiatus returned with a song that has broken streaming records, chart records. And listen, this is just the single. I cannot wait to see what happens on November 20th when Adele's new album 25 drops. Here is the song everyone's been talking about and streaming. This is Adele with Hello inside the Soul Lounge.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet. To go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from me.
I hope you like that one, the new one from Adele. You heard it here first inside the Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ, and you know, when I was growing up, I used to run home to watch music videos, and one of my favorite videos was the song for Say, Say, Say from Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. So imagine how excited I was to hear that Paul has released an updated version of their 1983 record for a reissue of his album, Pipes of Peace, and he also released a new video to the song Say, 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 which can be found on Paul's Facebook page. So here I am sharing with you a little old school redone. This is Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. Say, say, say inside the Soul Lounge. Don't you move. We'll be right back with more inside the Soul Lounge.
Oh,
Music is the language of the soul. From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge. We are starting the second half of the show with our hip-hop cut from a St. Louis-born rapper who just so happens to be celebrating his 41st birthday today. Nelly broke onto the scene as a solo rapper back in 2000. His first album, Country Grammar, sold 8.4 million records in the U.S. alone. And since then, he's gone on to win a couple of Grammys. He's appeared in a few movies, on a couple of television shows. He's got a clothing line and also a nonprofit organization in honor of his late sister Jackie that attempts to educate African Americans about bone marrow transplants. He is quite the entrepreneur. I love Nelly. I love this song. It is the title track to his debut album, Country Grammar, taking you back on the Soul Lounge.
It sounds so good.
My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Darling, call if she go away, even if she go away, I'm a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean, I'm a classic man.
Jandina's classic man inside the Soul Lounge. He belongs to Janelle Monae's Wonderland Collective. They are a group of talented and intelligent, very aware musicians. Now, Jandina said that he believes that musicians should have a purpose beyond just releasing songs, and part of that purpose should be understanding one's history. And so he tries every time that he writes and records and performs music to make sure that the spirit of those who have come before him penetrates the creative process. Don't you just love that? Anyway, coming up next, we got to check in. Oh, no, no, no. Coming up next, before we check in with Nikki Strong, I want to give you a song from this artist who flew under my radar for so long. I don't know how it happened. But one day, a friend of mine said, I want you to come to this concert with me. You'll love this guy. I was absolutely taken by Anthony David. I've been a huge fan of his ever since. This is my favorite song of his, and it is my pleasure to share it with you. Anthony David, Sweet Pay, next inside the Soul Lounge.
Much tension, can we just let it out? whole equation. I've been waiting, patient, I'm saying we both know you are open.
Oh, baby, just roll with me. Let your mind be free.
Yes, just follow where I lead you.
It's so hard to find.
So
all right, it's time for us now to check in with Nikki Strong in Strong in the City.
Hey, Nikki Strong, how you doing?
I'm fine, Shauna Renee. How are you?
I'm good. So, okay, you know I live vicariously through you because I spend way more time in the studio than I do anywhere else, it seems. And you, of course, out in the city doing your thing, going to all these live shows, and I am so jealous that you got an opportunity to see one of my favorite vocalists, Layla Hathaway, recently.
Yes, Layla Hathaway is the bomb diggity.
She is.
And I wish you were there. You would have really enjoyed the show. It was a fantastic show. It really was. It was funny, and of course, she's phenomenal. But one thing that I find to be really interesting about this project, because she was promoting her CD, which just dropped, Layla Hathaway Live. So I was seeing her live as she was promoting her CD live. And she did this CD with Pledge Music. And Pledge Music is a direct-to-fan music platform that brings artists and fans together to share in the experience of music as it happens. So basically, you know, you may want to pre-order the CD for $10. You can get the CD and then, like, access to exclusive content, like backstage updates. And for different amounts of money, you can access different things. T-shirts, autographs, but her site, you could access some really cool stuff. Like, you could have her call up and sing happy birthday to you if you, like, pledged $100. Now, Shauna, as a big fan, your birthday coming?
Sure, yeah.
I could have paid that and had Layla Hathaway call you up. That is hot. How many people would dream to have something like that?
Oh, absolutely.
A personalized voicemail.
Okay, I would do
really
that.
Cool. Yes. You could come on stage and have her sing a song specifically to you, which I saw her do at the concert. She said, "Who's my person?" She called them on stage, and we saw her sing this whole song to this person who obviously, through Pledge Music, helped finance her project and earned that exclusive privilege. She also said she would write a song for you. Now, that was for $1,000.
Okay.
But she would talk to you, find stuff out about you, and then create a
song.
That's
worth it. That I would do
for $1,000.
Yeah,
right?
That I would do.
And then she would autograph it and send it to you on CD. Check this out. She also said that, let's say you were an artist and you're working on your CD, I think for about $3,000, she would do a background vocal arrangement for your project. Is that hot or what?
Wow. Now, what's the difference between this and, like, GoFundMe? You know, the money that is being pledged, was it on the front end or was this? Okay. So it's kind of the same concept. All right.
And you can have access to all of this. But it was amazing, like, how creative it was. She would DJ a party. Mm-hmm. You can go hang out with her. All these different amounts. And so if you only had $10, for $20, I think you could you would be able to get rare live recordings, stuff that she's recorded over the years that's never been released and that would not be on the new album. That's worth it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great promotional tool as well for her. I mean, not that she really needs it. I mean, people who enjoy good soul R&B music know that Layla Hathaway is definitely going to deliver, but it's still a good opportunity for folks to become more intimately involved in the project.
Process.
And I think that's what we like to do is
girl, you could get your name in the liner notes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
great.
Like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah,
and if you are looking to support good music, you don't just have to buy a concert ticket and buy a CD. You can actually say, oh my God, Shauna Renee is getting ready to do a live project. I definitely want to support her. All I have is $10, but for $10, not only do I get the CD, I get this. Or I can buy a T-shirt and know that it's going towards the project that she's working on. So that I found to be particularly exciting. And her new CD, Layla Hathaway Live, which just dropped, it was recorded at the Troubadour Theater in L.A., where her iconic father, Donny Hathaway, recorded his 1972 album, Donny Hathaway Live.
Wow, I didn't know that either. That's phenomenal.
So you even paid for that full circle historical significant experience.
Well, she is incredible. And I tweeted this out when I first heard the single that we're actually going to get into in a little bit. I am a huge Anita Baker fan. You know, I'm originally from Detroit. Anita is my homegirl.
Yes.
I don't know that I've ever heard anyone do an Anita Baker cover that I found to be satisfactory. But my girl Layla put it down. I tweeted her about it and said, you know what? You're the only one I've heard do it. And she was so gracious to say thank you.
Yeah. She did it in concert, Shauna.
She did
you
she?
Missed
I
it.
Did.
You missed it.
I did. I need to get a life. I need to get a life. But thank you so much, Nikki. At least you have a life. And thank you so much for coming in and sharing it with us so we can feel like, you know, we're part of this scene as well. So why don't we get into Layla Hathaway? This is the first single from the live album. She released it a while ago. It is her take on Anita Baker's song Angel.
Which is a classic, Anita. You can't take that's a signature cut by Anita.
Yes.
So you can't play with that.
Yeah.
But Layla, she sure enough can.
Indeed. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. Here's Layla Hathaway with Angel live inside the Soul Lounge.
Just a piece of his heart, my angel, oh angel, you're my angel, oh angel. Love like sent. Each day a day to remember. I feel so safe, feel secure with you. You give me love, keep right on giving. Fill me up, baby, with the joy of living. Oh,
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
I've been on the streets too long, looking at you from the outside, and they sing the same old song about how they was always the cleanest. I beg to differ, I must have missed them. I'm not involved, I'd rather diss them. I'd rather call on you, put your wall up, cause when I come around, demolition go. Snitch. Wars is telling me you pray for pills, hoping the warden would afford them.
That sentence so important.
Wars telling you to listen and sing about me. Retaliation strong, you even dream about me. Kill my homeboy and God spared your life. Dumb criminal got indicted same night. So when you play the song, rewind the first verse. About me abusing my power so you can hurt. About me and her in the shower whenever she horny. About me and her at the after hours of the morning. About her baby daddy currently serving life. And how she think about you until we meet up at night. About the only girl cared about you when you asked her. And how she known a famous rapper.
Walls can talk, 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 talk.
The latest from Kendrick Lamar inside the Soul Lounge, that's called These Walls. Kendrick has been pretty busy on the road. Last month, he was here in Washington, D.C., where he performed with the National Symphony Orchestra. You know, these rappers performing with orchestras, this trend is really very interesting, and when done well, sounds great. Kendrick, as I mentioned, has done it. Nas has done it. Big Boi did it down in Atlanta. I really kind of like it. Well, That does it for us this week. I had a great time hanging out with you, as I always do. Don't forget, if you have a request or a question, if you're just a fan of soul music and you want to connect with me, you can do that via social media. I am on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, and you can also search Lady DJ and the number one on Facebook to find me there. So until we do it again next week, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Cry a river, build a Rome in a day. Yeah, I would drive to heaven and build you a staircase. 'Cause I heard action speaks louder than words. So when you have all your doubts and wonder, do I need you? Do I love you? Well, I'll go blind for you to see I do. When you need proof and words won't do, I'll walk on fire just to get to you if I have to. I'm a valley, use the rain to burn a bridge. Yeah, I would only grow young, so I'd have more time to give. 'Cause I heard action speak louder than words. So when you have all your doubts and wonder, gonna run, walk a mile per minute to get where you are. Yeah, that's what I'll do if I have to.